Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lived in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13th Paris attacks. Iraqi forces renewed their offensive toward the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul on Wednesday. They are pushing their way into villages on the southeastern outskirts of the city under cover of heavy airstrikes. By midday, troops had moved into the village of Mahana. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she was encouraged by the government's commitment to reforms.
Overall, I go home encouraged by the commitment of all the political forces to continuing and accelerating reform, economic reform, anti-corruption reform, and particularly judicial reform.
Victoria Nuland. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO says the alliance should actively counter Russian claims that NATO's expansion threatens Russia. Former U.S. ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker says the Kremlin is continually pressing this narrative against the West, claiming that NATO broke its promises to Russia. Volker says if NATO lets this narrative stand without a forceful Western rebuttal, it will give the impression that Russia's narrative has merit. Russia's new national security strategy identifies NATO expansion as the number one threat to Russia. For more, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Of the two, Trump's nomination by the Republican Party is the less certain, but the businessman says he considers himself the presumptive nominee. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to July's Republican National Nominating Convention in order to claim the nomination on the first ballot. Only 10 states are yet to have primary contests. On the Democratic side, Clinton is close to defeating her sole competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump called Wednesday for sharp changes in U.S. foreign policy to put American interests first, claiming that currently it is, in his words, a complete and total disaster. Trump gave a comprehensive foreign affairs speech in Washington Wednesday.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. Has to be first. Has to be.
Trump attacked President Barack Obama's handling of U.S. foreign affairs and decisions made by former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has picked former technology executive Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate. Fiorina ran for the Republican presidential nomination herself before dropping out due to lack of support. Cruz probably cannot lock up the Republican nomination before the party convention in July, but is trying to thwart frontrunner Donald Trump from getting enough delegates to claim the nomination on the first ballot. Cruz hopes that a deadlocked convention will pick him on a subsequent ballot. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Hastert's case involves hush money paid to one of at least four former male students he allegedly abused sexually decades ago. The future of hundreds of detainees held in an Australian-run migrant camp in Papua New Guinea is in limbo. Phil Mercer reports.
A panel of five judges at Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court has ordered that immediate steps be taken to end the detention of asylum seekers in the Australian-sponsored camp on Manus Island. The court said that the 850 male detainees were being held illegally because their freedom of movement was being restricted. The judges insisted that the detention breached their fundamental human rights, as guaranteed by various international treaties and the Papua New Guinea Constitution. In response, the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill announced Wednesday that the centre would be closed. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
World News from VOA.